to be around each other, you know, all that good stuff. I get it, but at the end of the day, this is their independence, not ours. All right, what's up, little mama? What's going on? Peace to everybody in the building. I see all the ladies in here. I see Kenny, Sino, you saying that's 35 minutes outside of your area because I know you in Chicago. If you would like to call in. Let me open the phone lines, and I'm about to go to the report where it says that he's in custody. Let me just throw this number in here real quick, and we're going to go right to some footage. Let me just throw this in here real quick. And peace, little mama. I'll see you in there. Your hometown, I hear that. All right, so, but just before I even go into it, let's look at some pictures, all right? Because some of y'all probably already know already, so, all right? Look at this motherfucker. It looks like he's in jail, like he did some time, or he's, that's a green screen. Almost like a green screen. If you look right here, maybe that's a green screen. There's a picture of a jail in the back. I don't know. He still looks crazy, spacely sprocket, space the fuck out. By the way, his Twitter is suspended. Why were they suspended? Is it something that they don't want us to find out? So it's leave it up for the public, but it's suspended. So I could show you that too. But look at this weirdo. Where's Waldo? At a Trump rally. So we could definitely put together a mindset. You know what I mean? A profile. Again, with the Trump flag. Now, says this arrest made, all right? Just look at him. Nobody wants him. This is for a lot of people. Pause. You're not attractive. You look like an ant. That's number one. What's that ant cartoon? Matter of fact, what's that fucking movie? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. When that's one of my favorite fucking movies, childhood movies. I'm not even gonna hold you. You look like that ant that was carrying them across the fucking lawn and shit, and he had to hold the stick with the, what was that, a marshmallow or some kind of shit. He like a fucking ant. I don't give a fuck. Nobody wants him. He hates the world. He wish he was handsome. He wish he was Mark Wahlberg or some shit, you know, but you can't even enjoy yourself in peace in America. What does that say about America? First and foremost, the mentality of America, first and foremost. But let me just take y'all to the pits, to this ugly motherfucker. I probably want to kill people too. Look, mom, how'd that look? You know what I mean? I can imagine what his father looked like. Like, I wouldn't want to show him. I would have to get some reconstruction done. I have to get a chin lift, a nose spreader, you know, to widen the nose and get some Botox for the lips or something. Something, son. It's nothing you can do with a face like that, fam. There's no rearrangements. There's nothing you can do to help that face, family. I mean, I don't want to say I get it. I don't understand. Y'all know what I'm trying to say, goddammit. Let's play this. This is my first time hearing it myself. Let me mute my mic. And hold on, sorry, because I'm all over the place, as usual, right? Let's give the people that was murdered, that was killed, let's give them a moment of silence. Let's give them much respect, all right? Let's give them a moment of silence. All right, let's go.
Initiating a traffic stop on that subject. The subject did see a brief pursuit. It went on. Ultimately, they were able to get the subject stopped at Wesley and 41 in Lake Forest. The subject was taken into custody without incident. So at this point, I again want to reiterate, things are moving very quickly, as they do, unfortunately. And we just want to keep you updated with the most relevant information. The person of interest is now being taken to the Highland Park Police Department, where we're going to begin the, you know, the next phase of the investigation and speak with this person to make sure or see that, in fact, he is connected to this incident. So that's really where we're at right now, I would say. Barring anything significant coming out of that interview, this probably would be our last press conference this evening. We'll see how things go, but not sure how that's all going to work out. As you know, it's a work in progress. So please bear with us and let the process play out. Appreciate it. to take any quick questions that I may not have the information because we're talking 15 minutes. There was a brief pursuit, absolutely. A brief pursuit. I don't have the speeds.
Ooh, I like that one.
He ultimately came to a stop. Robert Primo III. That is correct. The person we came out initially and gave you the information on. Wesleyan 41.
Who spotted him?
It was a North Chicago police officer who was stationed on 41 with his eyes open.
And what would it take for this person of interest to be referred to as a suspect?
Again, yeah, we're going to have to positively connect them to the scene. And really, we want to do our due diligence. You know, we put the name out there. We want to make sure we have a number of things that would imply that, you know, this is a good person of interest. But in, due deference, we want to make sure, and you all understand that. We want to make sure that we're following the process and doing everything we need to do to bring this to a successful conclusion.
You don't want to be alone.
Yeah, at this point, I can't just, that's where we're at.
You don't want to be alone.
I don't know that answer. Okay.
You spotted in North Chicago.
North Chicago on 41.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Wesley.
Correct. All right, so again, unless something significant happens tonight, you know, we're going to let the process play out. We are still continuing to process any information that's coming in. We certainly want to make sure that if anybody's got information, video, or anything of that nature, to please. This doesn't necessarily mean it's over, but we're certainly, we're encouraged that we have a person of interest. But again, we're going to pursue and continue to pursue everything that comes in. So thank you very much. We'll advise you if there's going to be another press update. And just to reiterate one thing the chief said, to name a person of interest doesn't come lightly. There is a lot of investigative work that has gone into this. We've got, as mentioned before, hundreds of investigators here on scene from our federal partners, Highland Park Police, Lake County Major Crime, doing an incredible job. They processed a significant amount of digital evidence today, which helped lead investigators in this direction. So calling somebody a suspect or person of interest, it's really synonymous, okay? So this individual is believed to have been responsible for what happened, and the investigation will continue. Charges have not been approved yet at this time, and we're a long way from that. There's still a long investigation, and there are a lot of efforts that are going to continue tonight. So if we have more information later on, we will certainly update the media so it can get out to the community.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. So North Chicago police initially spotted the vehicle. They called in reinforcements, and a number of area police officers responded to that scene.
I want to know. All right, it's about to be over.
And it was a collaborative effort to take him into custody.
I want to know, how did they know it was him in the first place? You know, I don't want to think on a conspiracy shit. A post says something. It says, I would expect the police to have shot and killed them. No, they said, I'm surprised that they shot and killed them. And it says, why would they? It's not like he's an unarmed black guy with a busted taillight. See that shit? But anyway, let's go to this. He said, do me a favor, get on your knees. Did y'all hear that shit? Do me a favor, get on your knees. I bring it back. Maybe I'm hearing shit, but I thought that's what I heard. Let me bring it back a little bit.
Thank you.
the fuck says do me a favor and get on your knees? Is this something that we don't know? Is this something? I'm going to let it play out. Excuse me, because this is my first time looking at this right now. I swear to God. It's my first time. Is this something that we don't know? Did y'all already knew this was going to happen? If he was on the roof, like, how would somebody even suspect it was him? He's white. It's a whole bunch of white people. He could have blended in. Like, I don't know. As I'm going along, I don't know all the details. I'm going along just as I'm online. So I'm just letting y'all know that now. But, yeah, that genetic makeup is horrible. He looked like an incest kid. You know what I mean? Little Bobby Joe and Mary Sue cousins, blood cousins and shit. Yeah, they was fucking out there in the shed and created this shit we see here. Any motherfucker. Let's continue.
It's a shooter.
Yeah, man. The phone lines is open, as you see on the bottom left screen. The number is 319-527-6193. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Let me just show y'all real quick what it says here. Did I save it? No, I damn sure didn't. Hold on. Let me pull it up before I share it. Okay. What? Hold up. Hold up. Did they take the fucking search down? Because it's not even in the search box no more. Let me find out. Hold up, y'all. Robert. Okay. Robert Bobby Cremo. So why is it Robert E. Cremo? Or Cremo? Cremo. But now it's Robert Bobby. Okay. Matter of fact, it's suspended. Let me just go ahead anyway instead of just showing it. If y'all want to call in, please call in. All right. Now, here's the thing. And I know due to this situation right here, so it's probably going to be new people from different ethnic backgrounds that's listening to this, that's coming in contact with this live stream right now. I don't know, y'all. It is what it is. So if you hear some things that's going to rub you the wrong way, that's on you, and you have to accept and understand how black people feel, okay? We live on two different sides of the tracks and have two different perspectives, and we only go by our own experience. So with that being said, let's move along. Why is it that a black person, just with a busted taillight, gets murdered and he's unarmed? But somehow, Caucasian men can literally kill and shoot multiple. One is one enough, but multiple at one time. Always managed to end up in this situation right here, meaning alive and handcuffed. Black people get shot 60 times, 41 times. I'm Dude Diablo, however how you pronounce it. Sean Bell, OMG. What about the couple that was sleeping inside the car in California somewhere, and they shot the shit up so many times, the officer jumped on top of the hood while they was still in the car and lit that shit up. This is probably 3-4 years ago, if anybody can remember that vaguely. So that those three situations I just said, that's upon hundreds and thousands of incidents of unarmed black people getting murdered, and they're unarmed. They didn't even kill nobody. It's a busted tail light. Maybe they had a warrant. Not even a warrant, just a traffic stop. People were just chilling, kicking their feet up. The families, they just chilling, little 4th of July. They celebrating their ancestors' independence. And it's just having family and just relaxing, coolers, drinks, parade. And here comes this test tube baby, this incest baby, because his genetics look crazy, and just shoot up people for no apparent reason. How is it that y'all niggas get away for doing domestic terroristic acts and is able to live to tell the story? And y'all wonder why black people feel the way they feel and think and act and react and stress and impulsive, all of the above. We can't get away with, we die for a busted taillight. Like I said last night, we get killed by even letting you know I have a permit, I have a license to carry. I am a legal firearm carrier. It's in the glove compartment. Fidel Castell. Philando Castell, pardon me, but mispronouncing the name. Go get it. Show your wallet. Get your wallet. I don't want to get it, sir, because I don't want you to shoot. Officer yelling and screaming and force him to show his motherfucking ID. So many reasons why he gets murdered, shot in front of his wife, who was now a widow, and his child, who was now fatherless. And we have no reason to react to this picture that we see here. This nigga is living to tell the story. That shit don't sit well with me. It don't sit well with my people. They fool and trick the world to believe they need to be scared of us. We kill ourselves, y'all. We don't go out there and do these mass shootings and shit like that. That's not an MO. I got you, E-Mom. It's because it's fake. I mean, I know about PSYOPs. I know about false flags. I started my channel revolved around there. If this is a false flag, that's why I need y'all to give me a call. All right, we got a caller right here. Let's go to the callers. All the people who think this is a false flag, let's talk about it. That's why the number is highlighted on the screen. Everybody that's new to the channel, if you are engaging, if you like this channel, like what you're hearing so far, or whatever the case may be, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Please hit the like button and things of that nature. I'm not going to ask for donations because y'all ain't going to give me none any motherfucking way. Please call in for those who feel like they have an issue or you feel like it is a false flag. Area code 956. What you want, goddammit. And please mute your background, family. 956 area code. What's up, family?
Yeah, hello.
Yes. What's going on, fam?
Yeah, man, what's up, man? Listen, man. I kind of figured they was gonna bring this boy into custody, man. This dude here just killed six people for no reason, and then he got into a chase. The police was chasing him, and like you said before, how come they didn't gun him down 50 or 60? If anybody deserved to get gunned down, it should have been him. But like I said, man, the police, we already know that they're against the black man. Like you said before, black people, we need to wake up, man. We killing each other, just like you said, man. The white man, they don't have to kill black people no more, because you can go to Chicago right now. And they got over this holiday weekend, not just this white boy. I'm talking about black home in the black neighborhoods. You got black kids, 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 people that might be dead come tomorrow morning over the 4th of July weekend, not by a white cop, by another black man. We need to wake up and realize that we need to stop shooting each other, man, and doing the white man's dirty work. That's all they're doing. That's why they put all these drugs and guns into the black neighborhoods, that so we can kill off each other, and black people are falling for the trick every day. And like I said, that's two. That's not one. That's two guys that's done committed mass murders this year, man. Don't forget about the boy up there in Buffalo who shot all them people in that supermarket. And guess what? They took him into custody, too, the same way
that's
they
right.
took this man into custody. And it's a damn shame. Black people better start protesting and filing some complaints about this, because that guy up there in Akron, Ohio, shouldn't have been shot by the police for just a simple traffic violation. And I'm fed up with the way black people are being treated in America. And I thank you for taking my call tonight.
Hey, man, I thank you for calling, family. Peace. Man made a great point, you know, but at the end of the day, I think we have to get on code at the end of the day. It has to be a code, because we doing it to ourselves. So, you know, I would like to hear more of what y'all have to say. Where are the conspiracy theorists that's in here who says that it is a psyop? It could be. It could be a false flag, you know. Make a sound in the east, strike from the west, just cause organized chaos. I love that term, organized chaos, because that's what a lot of this stuff is. And I feel like as much as these domestic terrorists, all that stuff that's going on, how they be killing people, and that is like a regular MO, why they are not shooting and killing them? They supposed to be executed on site. That's something supposed to be mandatory. Why is that not? How can a terrorist make it to the interrogation room for murdering multiple people? But with a black person, you become the judge and the executioner for a busted tail light, fam. That shit does not equate to me. MAGA shooter, hold on, let me question that. Let me respond to that. Let me go to that. Where we at? You said your title is ridiculous, MAGA shooter. Make America great. He's at the Trump rallies. What makes you think he don't believe in that? So it cannot be. He is a Trump supporter. How do you associate this with Trump? I'm not associating it with Trump. He is a Trump supporter. Mark, do me a favor. However you pronounce your name, respectfully. Why don't you call that number that's on the screen? Instead of typing, you can call in. The number is right there on the screen. I'd rather you call so I could pick your brain and speak to you logically. Have a respectful dialogue. Let's have a dialogue. You can type anything. Call in, brother. It's right there. Right there on the bottom left screen. 319-527-6193. Why don't you just call in instead of, you know, the Twitter famous. Hey, Walter Sniper, I can agree with you as well, too. Somebody call in. I would like to know. This shit is ridiculous. What makes you think he's not? Okay? What makes you think he's not? A lot of these right-wing, left-wing, I don't care about the right or the left-wing. They're on the same bird flying in the same direction. So I really don't get too caught up on the right and the left. They are wings on the same fucking bird, yo. It's part of the same person or being, animal, or whatever, however you want to explain it. They are heading in that same direction. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they both know what each other is doing. All of this shit is a game, man. You know, organized confusion, organized fucking chaos. There's no more to it. It's really not that fucking complicated. They make common sense. They make it more. They confuse the shit out of something that's just so common, you know, with these big words and these all this other shit, just to override the common sense of thought and reasoning, you know. Let's see what is he saying. Ooh, shit, that shit is loud. All right, I'm not playing that devil music. Okay. It sounds like he looks like he has no friends.
Yes. No, that's what I saw. I see pies and bison.
What?
What
is he saying? What the fuck is he saying?
The victims.
What the
family
fuck?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. And from the bottom of my heart, and I'm very heartbroken. So and I'm really upset about this.
Right.
My son was 5 o'clock yesterday. And also, that was the last time I saw him. I said hi and bye.
The uncle of Robert says he is heartbroken, lived with him for about 5 years. Also, that's just...
Your message to the victims, to the family.
I'm so sorry. And from the bottom of my heart. And I'm very heartbroken. So,
all right. Well, I could tell where the... you know what? I understand the uncle feels. Listen, man, all right. I'm gonna try to keep my disrespectful ass. I'm trying to be trying to be real cool. All right, we got 310. We got Cali in the building. Area code 310. You on the air? What you want? Goddamn it,
man! I just want to say, man, you know, we gotta be aware of the false flags. You know, this shit is mental. Rile us up. It's meant
exactly
to get us going.
Exactly.
You know, and how did you know it's one of their people? Because they ain't going to knock them down. You know what I'm saying? You got to remember, a lot of these shootings are to sway the public opinion, you know, to change these gun laws and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? To get people caught up, you know what I'm saying, in the political side of it, because that's all that it turns to after the motherfucking shooting, after the incident. It turns into a political situation to change laws and shit like that. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
It's always for, and I'm sorry, I swear to God, I'm going to let you ride out. They use these situations to change gun laws, but not to create facilities for mental illnesses, okay? To screen these motherfuckers who's buying these motherfucker guns, you know, because at the end of the day, a lot of us, black people, even if you're legal, clean background, you can't really buy guns like that. You know what I mean? They will do a third. They will literally screen your ass to see if you are mentally capable to, you know what I'm saying? They'll do a thorough background check for you. At the end of the day, to change these gun laws, my point is, we are not in mind when they do those things. They're not even thinking about us.
It's not about us. You got to understand something, brother. You know what I'm saying? These are they people, man. Ain't nothing but motherfucking crisis actors. As you see, you know what I'm saying, you know, the uncle that just came on here, the fat motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, you couldn't even understand what he was saying, man. His acting so goddamn bad, you know what I'm saying, but it's meant, you know what I'm saying, for him to, he played his role. He played his role, you know what I'm saying, you know, so, you know, my thing is, man, I'm really one of these conspiracy actors. I know, you know what I'm saying, man, it's a motherfucker behind the curtain, you know what I'm saying, pulling the strings, though, man. And, you know, it's like we totally focused on the wrong thing, you know what I'm saying, or the wrong things, man. You know, but that's, you know, how the world, you know what I'm saying, have you, man. It'll have you fucked up mentally, emotionally, spiritually, wholeheartedly, you know what I'm saying. You don't know which way is up. You don't know which way is down. You don't know how to turn around. You feel me, though? So that's what they have taken us away from. You know, I advise everybody, you know what I'm saying, man, you know, to, you know, hey, man, just pay close attention, and you will be able to see, you know what I'm saying, the motherfucking movie that's being presented in front of you. You know what I'm saying? All this shit is like a goddamn movie, man. You know what I'm saying? Just get your popcorn kicked back, watch the show, and stay out the motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying? You got to move a certain way. You got to guard your energy. You got to guard, you know what I'm saying, man, you know, your physical. You know what I'm saying, man? You got to guard your mental. You know, because this shit, you know what I'm saying,
remember,
man?
I was talking about CERN. I'm sorry to cut you off, but you're making a lot of sense. When I was telling y'all about the CERN, how they're supposed to be opening them portals on July 5th. See what happened today? 6 people got murdered. You know what I'm saying? So start paying attention to July 5th. Start paying attention to a lot of things, especially tonight. Start paying attention to that. To that kind of energy that's around you. I don't care what color you are. Pay attention to what's going on, because they fucking with the with the elements. They fucking with the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So just be, yes, it's definitely a spiritual warfare. So really pay attention to everything that's around you, especially today. Especially
one of my slogans, man, you know, said that I've been, you know, spitting for a long time, and I tell my children this, man. Watch everything and everybody that move, and don't trust nothing until you know for sure.
That's right.
Yeah, so you could be standing up on the motherfucking curve. You got to keep your head on the swivel. The car coming up, you know what I'm saying, on the curve. These days, you know what I'm saying, they got, you know, okay, say if the situation is real, they got, you can't go to the grocery store, you know what I'm saying, man, without, you know, so keeping your head on the swivel, you know what I'm saying, man, listening for the motherfucking shots or something to go off. You feel me, though? You got to be on point. You feel me, though, man? You got to, you know what I'm saying, you know, hey, man, keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, you know, in a real way, because if you don't move like this, man, you know what I'm saying, you're bound to get caught up in a trap. And it's traps out here. It's potholes, you know what I'm saying, so you fuck your vehicle up on. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Your body is your vehicle. It's a lot of potholes for you to damage your vehicle on.
Right. Hey, man, listen, I want to say I definitely appreciate your call. Thank you, Callie,
yes,
for checking in. Callie always on the check-in. Thank you for your call. You stay up and stay safe, King. Thank you.
Hey, blessings, though, man. Blessings, man.
Peace. Now, I heard somebody say there's a Trump supporter in here. Listen, look, let me say this. Let me take this off the screen before I play this video right here. There's just another video. It's 9 minutes, so maybe they'll get a little bit more in-depth of the situation. Maybe they'll say something that we haven't heard. Because, like I said, as I'm doing this live, I am learning as I go. I just seen it, looked at a few things, and went live because this shit is crazy. Okay? But like I said, at the end of the day, I respect Trump on certain instances. So let me just say, let me get this out the way for those who may think this is not a political thing. I'm a common man. I just look at reality from all spectrums, all aspects. Okay. So with that being said, I liked Trump for these reasons and these reasons only. He is the only president that got people out of jail ASAP. Ugly ass Kodak Black. He got Harry Yo out. Got quite a few people. He got quite a few people out of jail. No other president has done that. And what else he has done is he was the only president that didn't try to fool you. He spoke from the hip. He spoke from the heart. He wore his heart on the sleeve. He was the person that will let you know exactly what's on his mind, exactly what's going to happen, unlike the rest of them and unlike this this old fucking senile puppet named Biden that's in. Yeah, Obama did somewhat as well too, but not to get thrown off my pivot, right? Unlike Joe Biden, he don't even care about the girl NBA player in Russia. She about to damn near do 10 years. You don't hear him speaking about her. Well, my thing is he let you know what was going to happen for black people and other people to prepare and understand, because he's letting you know before it happened. He's letting you know. That's why black people were so scared. That's why I was so mad at my people. Why is you scared? He's letting you know what the fuck is happening. Y'all want to be scared, but you be ready to kill me immediately by looking at you the wrong way. I'm scared. You scared. He's scared. He's trying to cause a racial war. I'm scared. All the black people scared like bitches. Let's hurry up and vote this racist motherfucker who's a known racist since the 60s, 70s, under the tutelage of the Grand Wizard of the KKK. In 2006, he said he do not regret the crime bill. He drafted and pushed 6 crime bills. That's not just one, it's 6 in total. Let's remember who we dealing with. Joe Biden rocked us to sleep. Trump put us on. He let us know what was happening. I have to respect the man for telling you what he going to do before it's done. But in unlikely, but he also at least said he had a plan for African Americans only. Who knew that would have came into fruition? But I'm not going to talk about the tiki motherfuckers and all of the MAGA motherfuckers and running up in the Capitol. We know about that. I know about that. But there's more to this shit. He put us on what he kept it one motherfucker hunting, and black people always telling people to keep it real, keep it a buck. But once Trump told y'all what it was, y'all bitches got scared. Bitches got scared. Scared y'all niggas, not me. Whoever boxed. Yeah, you the one that got hit. A lot of you black motherfuckers were scared because I think all these motherfuckers going to come with these fucking guns. Going to be a race war. Y'all prepared to kill each other. All those videos, if Trump get out of office, we're going to come start. We're going to round up all you niggas. Nothing happened. Not saying it couldn't, but all that just is put our tails between our motherfucking legs. All of this shit is organized fucking chaos. You and Q, Chuck Norris, give me 1 second. I'm almost done. Do y'all get it? All these motherfuckers playing with our minds, man. All of this shit, right wing, left wing, all these motherfuckers on the same bird, flying, headed in the same direction for the same fucking goal. It's a psychological game. They pay think tanks. They have think tanks. That means the meaning of the intellectual minds to a highest degree. I'm talking about psychologists. You psychoanalytics, these motherfuckers who study the reaction of the mind, reaction of the people, the thought process, the do's and the don'ts, the pros and the cons, the problem reaction solution theory. They fuck with our minds. That's why the biggest thing that they do is use scare tactics through all of the mediums, internet, news, all of these things, niggas. Everybody still rock the fucking sleep. I hope your Tempur-Pedic bed is fucking comfortable, you slow niggas. You want me to keep it soft? Get the fuck up out of here. I ain't with it. Let me go to these two motherfucking callers. Excuse the cursing. If it's too hot, get in the cool shower. I like that. Area code 860, then I'm going to go to 646. 860, area code. What you want, goddammit?
Okay. First of all, love the rant. That was great. Secondly, thank you for having this conversation. All right?
It's all about it.
So I'd like to address a couple of things. One, I don't think race is a factor because the shooter was white and his victims were white. So this is white on white violence.
Right, right. I didn't think that. Continue.
Okay. As to the shooter, what the guy the cops have, okay, mm-hmm. he tried to be a rapper.
a word?
Under the name of Awaken the Rapper.
Awake. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
The Rapper, right. And he did this creepy, just shitty, just garbage song with it. And the video was terrible. And then he, like, tries to dance. It's like just everything is garbage. And then at the end of the video, he's like in a schoolroom. At the end of the video, he reaches in his bag and he's about to pull out something. He's been out for a year.
Can I hold you? Can I cut you off real quick? What's the name of that video?
Yes.
Huh?
What I got right here is Awake the Rapper, a.k.a. Highland Park Killer, Robert Bobby E. Crimo, that's C-R-I-M-O,
right.
Third. Music video. And this is a secondary. Like, his channel probably got pulled.
Click on it and look at it. It's a YouTube video. Just give me the title of the video, and I'm going to type it right in. Awake the Rapper by the Pond. That's what it's called? Let me see.
There's some...
I got it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and talk while I share it. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay, so then the third part is MAGA shooter, okay? It's a 4th of July parade. It's a patriotic parade. The crowd, the people that were out were MAGA people. He killed them from the top of a sporting goods store, which means that it sells rifles. This is 1 week after we just got our Second Amendment back, thanks to the Supreme Court. They said, unconstitutional, the people have rights to guns. So it's very convenient.
All right. First, hold on, because I'm going to need you to backtrack a little bit. I want to say thank you, Crystal, for your donation. I appreciate you. And somebody else, I think that's Beverly, if I'm not mistaken. I just want to show the appreciation real quick. I mean, Roosevelt. So Roosevelt, Crystal and Roosevelt, all right? Now, you said that he was shooting at MAGA people, and he was shooting with
a rifle on the goods.
Why you think that?
On the 4th of July, it's the least MAGA thing anyone could do. It's like the most anti-MAGA thing anyone can do. And also, it's like, hey, guns, crazy teens, take the guns. New York is making up crazy new rules. I don't know why the kid wasn't killed. I don't know why the cops didn't kill him. It's weird.
Now, is it safe to say that you were a Caucasian brother? A Caucasian
yes,
man?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, so let me just ask this question. This is not an interrogation. This is only a respectful dialogue. Now, at the end of the day, you don't know why that they didn't shoot him. Name a time where there's any other domestic terrorist that just happened to be Caucasian that do all these multiple mass shootings that never get shot. They always get brought into custody. I mean, that should ain't that's a norm? Again, this is not an interrogation. This is a respectful dialogue from two different parts of a culture and living experience.
It's not something I support. I don't support this. I don't endorse that. I think he should be dead. He should have 60 bullets in him. And that's all she wrote.
I believe I'm with you on that 1,000%. And let me just leave you with this. Why do you think we get killed just for a taillight, get shot 60 times just for running away? How is it that what is your foresight or theory on why that we could get killed for something minor and be labeled domestic terrorists in quite a few minds, but the real domestic terrorists is people who look like you and get away with it? I mean, and live to tell a story. How is that possible? Why do you think that? It's a little bit loaded, but do you think that they see them as one of them, like they family? Because it's like, you know, these Caucasian shooters,
you know,
they look at them as a part of them, so they don't kill them. What's your thoughts?
I don't know. I really
don't
know. I don't understand how this guy's
not. I would like to know
dead.
The psyche of which I think.
We'd rather he's dead. I mean, you know, if I'm talking as a white person, like, he should be dead.
Yeah, he should be. He definitely should be fucking dead. Hey, man, is there anything else you would like to say? I definitely appreciate your call, and that's pretty much all I can say to you, man. I definitely appreciate it. So what is your anything else?
God bless. Prayers for the families. This horrible tragedy. And God bless all the people that's, you know, feeling sorrow. And thank you for showing courage and having this conversation.
Hey, man, and I thank you. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, sir.
Peace. Now, before I go to 646 area code, just give me 1 second. I got you. That's why I say, well, my channel, I stand on what I stand for, but this platform is for everybody to come here and have a respectful dialogue. We are not here to interrogate you. We're not here to bash you. We just here to just speak our realities, and we don't really much sugarcoat it. We just say it from the heart. So all conversations is welcome. As long as it's respectful, that's all, man. All right? Let's continue. And I'm going to play this video after this phone call. We got area code 646. What you want, goddammit?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, love?
I'm old school, and before Trump became president, My problem with Trump was when he tried to bring the death penalty for the Central Park Five. Like, that's something that, you know, of course, at the moment, this was in 1989, at the moment, I can understand how he felt, but as a president, he knew that they were exonerated and the DNA cleared them up, and he still didn't want to apologize. So Trump did that for Kodak Black and a lot of people because he just wanted to be reelected. Trump is not really for our people. That's one.
Right. Okay.
The problem with the shooter, I'm not sure exactly what's going down, but I believe that the shooter was shooting at Hispanic people. That's the few witnesses that spoke, they looked like they were Hispanic. So, you know, I hope I'm wrong, you know, but I feel
right.
Like Trump had said negative things about Mexicans and certain Hispanic people. So,
and there's a lot of Hispanics that follows Trump too. There's videos of Mexicans telling the unlicensed or illegal Mexicans in America to go back to their country. So at the end of the day, you know, there's both sides of the spectrum. But continue, love.
Yeah. No, that's, you know, since I know in the past, like, Trump has said a couple of negative things about Mexicans and stuff, and then the way he let Puerto Ricans get caught up in that hurricane. So sometimes,
yeah,
Trump had a chance, honestly, because I know we all make mistakes and we're human, but Trump had a big chance. Trump would have got reelected if he would have did the right thing for the Puerto Ricans. Because Puerto Ricans are Americans. They're the only people that speak Spanish, but they are Americans since 1917, and they were forced to be Americans to go to war. And then the ones that look black, like Roberto Clemente, they were segregated with the Harlem Hellfighters. Instead of Trump, if he would have shown love to the Puerto Ricans and try to unite people, he would have got back into the office. Because honestly, Trump has a lot of good things, but Trump also does have a lot of negative things. If you, hello,
I think I slightly kind of disagree. I think if everybody, because a lot of people stop voting for Trump, period. All spectrums of the color barrier stop. So, yeah, I don't want to say necessarily that the Puerto Ricans could have saved the day if he would have, you know, whatever. I think all as a people, he would never have gotten in office, period. And then if you look at the Electoral College, the way that system works, how that operates, he was probably going to get out anyway, but he's trying to come back in 2024. Go ahead, continue. I'm sorry.
Right, no problem. No, what I'm saying, like, I'm not saying exactly the Puerto Ricans were going to save the day, but Puerto Ricans are Americans.
Next thing, prove it.
No, and in Puerto Rico, they're not allowed to vote for their own president. But once they move to the state, they could vote. So all those Puerto Ricans
right.
that got, that lost their homes and had to run to Florida, New York City, all over the state, those were first-time voters that would have voted for Trump. But they're not going to vote for Trump if they felt Trump threw them. You know what I'm saying? Those were first. It's
right.
that there's a lot of history that people will never know because history is not history. It's his story. That's exactly what's going down, you know?
Hey,
but,
mm-hmm.
but for sure, the shooter, I know some people in the comments say he's not a MAGA shooter, but even though, you know, a Trump supporter, even though that doesn't have to do exactly with Trump, you know, without people knowing, but I'm sure he is a Trump supporter because he's been in a few rallies and
right.
his Instagram before they deleted a few things, you could see he's for Trump and stuff.
Right.
But, you
now,
know.
Mamacita, I want to say thank you and como se llama.
No, Mamacita,
huh?
I'm black.
You just act like you fucking Puerto Rican. What's your name, goddammit?
No.
You sound like you Puerto Rican. What's your name? I'm not your full name.
My name is Tanya. I live in Harlem, New York City. I'm in Spanish Harlem, so I'm around them, and I just understand a couple of things that's going down. But I'm for everybody. Like, I love every race. Black, white, we're all human race. I don't look at that. But have a blessed day, and thank you for accepting my call.
I appreciate you, love. Thank you. Empanadas and black eyed peas to your ass, okay? Shout out to my boy Max Payne. That nigga said, I'll pee, I'll get her ass up. Yeah, she's definitely like, she is Spanish. Come on now. Shout out to all my PRs, man. You know what I mean? I fuck with a lot of y'all, man. So, you know what I mean? So, with that being said, with her lying ass, go take your ass to Dykeman and go watch the basketball game. Motherfucker, Washington Heights. Man, when we walk Washington Heights, niggas be coming out in front of the store. You know, I got them ounces, you know, 32 a gram. Boy, them any motherfucker who. Let's continue. Let's watch this corny ass video I never seen in my life. Let's see what this nigga rapping about. All right, y'all ready? Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on. Y'all know me. This fair use. I'm deleting this live any motherfucking way. Y'all know me by now. But I just want to say fair use. I don't want no trouble. I'm going to bring it back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It wasn't that bad, but it was, you know what I mean? That's crazy. It wasn't that bad. I know he's a killer and all that. The bars wasn't popping, but it was all right. It was all right. Y'all can lie to y'all stuff. The beat was kind of dope. You know what I mean? But Now that's on my mind. You know, and look, I'm not a supporter. I'm just saying. Y'all can kiss my ass. Creepy mute. Before I play this, let me say this from the rip. We know about the cultural appropriation, you know, typical shit that we hear every day. Sound like some Lil Uzi Vert type shit, you know, Triple X, Extension, rest in peace. You know, the beat was alright, you know what I mean? But it's just typical, you know what I mean? Typical thing, you know, our culture is always appropriated. You know what I mean? But let's see. Let's see what this is about. If anybody, all right, 347 area code, I see you. Just hold on. Let me play this real quick and I'll get to you. Let's see what kind of, because it says creepy music video. So let's see. We might get some clues. There you go. Somebody do me a favor. I'm gonna play it all the way through. Somebody tell me what kind of logo is this? Somebody let me know. So I'm pretty sure somebody in here know exactly what that is. But as y'all can see how this video is, you can get a pretty good picture of what kind of person we're dealing with. I'm going to bring it back. Let's do that. Somebody, can y'all tell me what that is, please? Thank you. So pretty much, as you can see, that's the scene that just happened today. Okay, that's number one, even though it's not coming from a roof or wherever that standpoint point he where he was, but that's exactly where, you know. All right, let's continue. I don't know what that sign is, but as you can see, it shows that his world is full of demons and everybody got their phone out watching him as he's in his sorrow or whatever. I don't know what this sign is. Somebody have to tell me what this sign is. It's definitely probably a demonic sign, or it could be something that's a part of a flag or whatever, Antifa, or I don't know. You know, I'm just, you know. So let's, if anything, I'm thinking this is more like a Republican and Democrat, you know, all the ideologies and, you know, what to believe in, gun laws or whatever that's going on in his mind, what side he want to play, or he's on one side fighting against the other side, da 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 da, whatever, and he's losing his mind. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know. Maybe there's some devilish shit, devil wings or some shit he's holding. Looks like a candle and whatever that is, something just demonic, evil angel or something like that. I'm not sure. Shows, if anything, him. Oh, people, he's shooting somebody that has that same logo. And this is himself ending up with police. So basically the police are, the devil's coming to get him or whatever, the spirit, evil spirit's coming to get him, whatever that may be. But it did, that this scene did not play out like that. So, what is this sign? I think that's an Antifa sign. I'm not sure. Because I don't really be digging into the shit like that no more. You know, it don't interest me because once I start doing this shit, they start fucking with my channel. So I rarely touch on stuff like this anymore. You know, so I'm cautious even doing this shit right now as we speak. But I think this is imperative for the moment. Yeah, so this is definitely a mission. This is definitely something that's premeditated. Let me go to this call. Mike, hold on. Let me go to 347 and I got you. Area code 347. Peace. What you want now?
Yo.
What's good? Talk to me, man.
Oh, you hear me?
Oh, red and blue pill, G-O-F-U-S. Yes, I can hear you. Talk.
Yo, this is Max Payne. What's going on, brother?
What's good, family? Talk to me, fam.
Yo, I've been looking up these mass shooters, right? And there's like 90% of them have the same common trait.
Right.
And that's that a lot of them are incels, right? So a lot of them like suffer from like social anxiety and shit, and they can't get pussy. I don't know if I can say that on here, but a lot of these shooters, you know, the Texas shooter that just shot up the school with the kids, the Connecticut
right.
shooter, this shooter right here, you know, they don't have access to women. And I noticed that, you know, I was reading up on sex transmutation, right? And that's when, like, when these dudes can't have sex with women and they can't interact with women, it causes extreme anger. You know, and they got to let that out on somebody to, like, make a statement. You feel me? And it's like most of these mass shooters suffer from the same illness, the same mental illness. And it all has to do with them not being able to interact with women to get the sexual attention they need. You know what I'm saying? And that's just something that that's an observation I made. And I was just looking this up yesterday, and this happened today. And it's just crazy how they could just take all that energy and that hate and just take it out on innocent people. You feel me?
Right. I mean,
so I think it has a lot to do with that.
I think that's the total thing, but I think that goes along with it. It could be a racial ideology, just like the dude from Buffalo. Talking about that they basically the white genetic survival because their birth rate is not going up and black people's going to be taking over. They're going to be in a minority. So
right.
all of that is,
right.
is a gumbo of it as well. So I agree.
Right.
But I feel like
right.
there's
right.
more to it, no?
Right. And somebody just said in the comments, incels. So, like, I say if they did, like, a report on most of these mass shootings, I would say like 90 to 95% of these kids are incels. You know what I'm saying? They're incels and they suffer from some kind of fucking like genetic disease that they just have to take out this massive anger on innocent people, man. You know, that's why I think they should just start legalizing prostitution and regulating it, because in certain countries where prostitution is legal, you don't see a lot of gun violence and mass shootings and stuff like in the Philippines, in the Dominican Republic. You know, you go to these countries and, you know, sex is like they have access to sex. But over here, it's like a whole different culture. That's just my two cents on one of the things that could contribute to these mass shootings. These incels is dangerous. If you know somebody that's an incel, you know, just keep, you know, keep your head on the swivel, because these incels is real dangerous, man. That's all I got to say about that, man.
Hey, man, absolutely. What part of New York you calling from, family?
From the Bronx.
Shout out to the motherfucking BX, man. Thank you, King.
All right, brother. Take it easy.
Peace. All right, we got Brooklyn and Cali in the building. Was good. Everybody, please make sure y'all hit that like button if y'all would like to show love to the platform. If you are enjoying this platform, please make sure you donate to the platform as well if you would like to. Thank you. Mike, what's popping?
What's good? As much problem as pussy, as much problems as pussy give niggas, that, man, I don't know. Shit. I just think that on the serious side of things, you just never know what a person going through, and I ain't caping for that person at all, because taking a person's life because of your shortcomings or whatever you got going on is never the right thing to do. When I look at all these mass shootings and shit, common denominator in all of them to me is guns. I feel like people should be able to have guns. I do feel they should, but I feel like certain kind of guns that I see that people are getting taken out with, they just have no business being on the street in the first place. Like, to me, in my opinion, it's just my opinion. We're not at war. We're not in a foreign country. I don't see what the point is of having sticks out here. It better, like, these motherfuckers got better artillery and armor than cops in a lot of instances. And that's a scary thing, man. Like, people have access to that kind of shit, and you don't know what their psychological makeup is. So anytime they're ready to go off, they can just go off. And then we'll be having this conversation like we're having right now. Like, that music video sound like all the emotional shit that I hear on the radio right now anyway. It sounds just like the bullshit. It sounds just like it. A lot of these
people, I can't sleep at night. Remember,
that shit.
Anyways,
push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. What the fuck? Come on, my nigga. Like, yeah, you got it. But I feel like a lot of these, the internet is allowing a lot of these kids that are having issues socially to be able to get their feelings out, but they still not getting paid attention to by the people. So when they do act out, it's like the signs was there, but nobody never paid attention to the people, you know. And that has a lot to do with parenting. That has a lot to do with access to certain things. That's why I say the internet is the best and worst thing that ever happened to us, in a sense, because a lot of people have access to information that they cannot motherfucking decipher, and it's a problem. Like, it's overloading niggas' brains, and niggas is getting crazy and shit. And I'm not saying niggas haven't been crazy, but now today, in today's society, we have more information, more access to information than anything. And I feel like people shouldn't have all the access at their fingertips, because a lot of people can't handle it. And it turns into this. That's all. That's all. You know what I'm saying? As far as Trump, man, I fuck with Trump. I didn't vote for Trump, but I fuck with him because he's straight up about what he does. But the only reason why I feel like that nigga had to get up out of there is because we always had racism here. We always had that shit, and it'll never go nowhere. But some of these motherfuckers was getting a lot of too froggish for me when it comes to how they were interacting, when it comes to the whole country. You know, certain shit be happening in certain parts of the country, but when I was seeing it all over the country, I was like, oh, nah, this shit kind of getting out of control a little bit. So they had to get him out of there, because I felt like he was putting a battery in some of these motherfuckers' back, but Joe Biden wasn't the person to put in that motherfucker, because him and Kamala, oh my goodness, they ain't for nothing that look like us, and they ain't never been for nothing that look like us. And, you know, a lot of people did fall for the banana in the tailpipe because they wanted Trump out so bad. And, you know, this next election, I'm pretty sure people, hopefully people will do the knowledge and find out who they're actually voting for instead of voting out of desperation to get somebody up out of there. That's all. Somebody, this motherfucker's going crazy with the spam. Chief sex streamer, what the fuck? What the fuck is this?
Oh, yeah, get him out of here.
This is crazy. This is going crazy.
Yeah, but you see that sign that is, and it said join us. Did you see that sign? Oh, it was on the laptop. It said join us. I'm trying to figure out what logo
that.
It almost seemed like he's what I noticed, because before I even went live, I looked his name up on Twitter, and it says account suspended. So if he's being scrubbed off the internet, right? How is it we are watching these music videos? You don't think they don't know about this and the symbolisms that he is showing? Everything
is
by
design. Do you really think he's being scrubbed off the internet?
I
feel like it's there for people to see, because that's what they want people to see. They want people to be angry. The whole thing about him, 60 bullets, why he didn't get shoot. Like, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. Them jacks is never, ever gonna put a white person down the way they put my man down in Akron. They'll never do that. I done seen them get shot. I done seen them shoot police, and they still don't take them out. I done seen it. I done seen enough bullshit where I know that they look at it like, that's my brother, that's my, you know what I'm saying? They look at him as brother. They don't look at us like that. They look at us as the enemy. And that's how come they treat us with so much fucking hostility. Because for the most part, we better than them at a lot of shit that they probably wish they could do. And jealousy is real. They've been stealing. They've been taking. Their whole existence is based off of robbing, stealing, pillaging, and just being a little bit faster to the draw than the people that they taking advantage of. But other than that, them motherfuckers don't invent nothing. Them motherfuckers don't, they ain't dominant at nothing. They the minority in this country. They scared of the motherfucker for real now. They don't do shit. They just white. That's it. That's what all this Roe v. Wade shit is about. Trying to motherfucking get these motherfuckers to have some babies. So you can fatten the population. Have some babies. Because, I mean, if you really look at it, where was all the Planned Parenthoods in the first place? In the fucking hood, right? All that shit was for people that ain't of Anglo descent. That's how I looked at it. That's how I always looked at it. And I ain't gonna ever even say I never benefited from that. But, you know, it is what it is.
Absolutely, man.
I ain't called for much, though. I just called to tap in with you, man, see what's up. You know, say what's up to everybody in the chat. Much love to everybody in the chat, man. You know, support
Brooklyn
the channel,
and Cali.
Support the page. Brooklyn and Cali.
Come on. Yeah, man. Let's look at this. Let's see what he's talking about.
So I'm sure you've heard there's been a shooting today at a 4th of July parade in Chicago. And the guy who did it is somebody named Bobby Cremo, or Robert Cremo III. Bobby Cremo, born September 20th, 2000, known professionally as Awake the Rapper. Yeah, he's awake. Is an American rapper, singer, songwriter, actor, and director from Chicago, Illinois. The hip-hop phenom is mostly known for his hit song, On My Mind, which was released on October 8, 2018. The track has amassed millions of plays so far across online streaming platforms. The six-foot hip-hop phenom, Awake the Rapper, was born Robert Eugene Cremo III on September 20, 2000, in Chicago, Illinois, He's the middle child of three and of Italian descent. Bobby began uploading his music to the internet when he was 11. The world first started turning their heads with the release of his 2016 track, By the Pond, featuring Atlas. Directly following that, Awake released his fan favorite mixtape, Messages, on December 23rd, 2017. The lo-fi sad boy then went on to release a second mixtape entitled Observer on August 10th, 2018, and an EP called The Future is Dope on his 18th birthday. Fast forward a couple of months and Awake releases his hit song, On My Mind. So keep a lookout for this guy, folks. If you're in Chicago, he seems to have lost his mind. But I just wanted to make this quick video so that his image gets out there, that you guys can keep a lookout for him. If anybody's from the Chicago area, watch out for this guy.
I thought he would have said more. Can you see the 47, all of those things is symbolisms as well. What the hell is blood clot going on? You know what I mean? So, yeah, so it's kind of, yo, what's up with this Naked HD shit? What's up, man? Like, get the fuck up out of here. Do anybody want to call in before I end this live? I think I did a great job. Even though I want to keep this up, I don't even want to chance it. I just want everybody, to those who already enjoyed this live, who at least enjoyed yourself and you want to subscribe to the platform, make sure you subscribe and make sure you click that bell for all notifications. All right, let's see something else. Let's do a little bit more browsing on this guy. Yeah, but I kind of feel like, because I was looking up these symbolisms, I'm trying to find certain similar signs, but I don't see none. Crazy K sent me something, like the Antifa sign. Let me, you know what? Shit. Let me see what the sign that's in there. Anarchy symbol, White House right to kill. It's a lot of symbolism. I really want to figure out what symbolism was this. Where we at? Now that song is playing in my fucking head. Always on my mind. That shit is just all in my head right now. Pause. He's shooting the shit out these fucking fireworks. Let me see what the fuck he's saying right here. Let's see. And he got the symbol on his wall.
So why stop for a second and think to myself, I don't need you or anything else. Pages that discontinue, I'm the issue, money maintenance, I'm so impatient and brittle, I either speak way too much or not enough at all, I swear, it isn't drugs, it's just insomnia, I'm feeling so fed up, I'm feeling under pressure, I've been traveling too far, hyperbolic chamber, can't measure out of balance, I couldn't stand it, but out of place within the bring a state of panic, I swear I need you. But I also don't. I've been falling, kind of feeling like I'm floating. And day after day I've been racing away, escaping the game that I wanted to play. Maybe if we would have waited a second for memories, that's no more we can take. Memories say that I had to break it.
I'm not trying to enjoy your music, bro, but I'm trying to, you know, I was trying to, you know, certain things people they say, they give out, you know, certain signs and they rhyme. They give out certain clues, I mean. They give clues and sometimes they may say what a certain symbolism is or, you know what I mean? So I was trying to pick something out of that. Out of the Pond featuring Atlas. Let me see. Messages, Awake the Rapper. Awake Archive. Let's see. Maybe it's something to this. I don't know. It's not. I'm not going through all that. Deleted footage. Let's see what this. Shout out to Fat. Maybe this guy will expose something. Let's see. Yo, these fucking fireworks be sounding just like gunshots, man. Like, bop, 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 bop. Catch me off guard sometimes.
Host, and I want to wish all of you all a very happy 4th of July. Primo. Now, since the time that I was able to track them down, a lot of these pages have been deleted. I'm talking multiple YouTube pages, multiple Twitter accounts, and an Instagram account as well. I'm not sure why the government and the FBI and law enforcement always feels the need to scrub all of this evidence off of the internet, but luckily I was able to document some of what he was saying and liking on Twitter, and I was able to record and document some of the videos that he had up on his YouTube channel. I'm warning you all now, some of this stuff is disturbing, but I want to give you all just a brief glimpse of who Robert Primo might have been. Of course, we don't know the motive behind why he did what he did yet, and honestly, I don't believe we ever will. We know the mainstream media likes to spin their own narratives when it comes to these mass casualty events, and I really don't appreciate how they try to cover up the evidence. If there's nothing to hide, leave all the social media pages up so people can go and see for themselves. Unfortunately,
exactly,
that's not what they ever do. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and take a look at some videos and some stuff that Robert Primo posted. And I'll talk to you all on the next video.
Yo, that shit getting too fucking close, man. Yeah, that shit walking down the hallway, that was a little, you know what I mean? Okay, that ain't on some creepy shit. I'm really trying to figure out these fucking signs, man. The symbolism shit. Since he got, I'm trying to figure out that symbol. Let's see. Maybe this will point it out. I really want to focus on that fucking symbol.
Think my actions will be valued and my.
Hold on, I'm gonna figure out what this symbol is.
I know what I have to do, and then again, you got that logo thing that he has, which, I mean, it looks like a hashtag with the sides filled in, so, like, I guess it would be a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8-sided object. So, an octagon. Weird. Is the octagon a cult? Be a cult. Octagonical symbolism. The symboli of the liter. The octagon symbolizes the passage from the earthly plane to the celestial plane or squaring the circle. Entity of the dominator you wish above to expose your vision, energetic and impetuous. You need wide horizons to blossom. Undercover swastika, baby? Octagon shape plays such an important role in sacred geometry. Feng shui? Doesn't seem to be be that exactly a cult. Okay, whatever. I figured I would just look that up.
So hashtag a cult. Oh, wait, hold on.
According to Wikipedia, no,
hashtag occult symbolism.
Not exactly.
Shut up, bitch. I'm
like
trying to figure out, no.
Like that, like, you know, AK, blogger since 2019, only 3,000 profile views. So, kind of weird, but it's like this guy has all of his video, number of playbacks has been exceeded, can't watch it, because Google be Googling. Again, weird fucking videos. This is the 47 again. Just weird videos, dude. Yeah. Tons of YouTube channels, tons of music. He put all kinds of archive footage. There's even a master snip that you can download. So kind of strange, kind of weird. See, I had his YouTube channel. His YouTube channel was 02. He had 524. Everything that
I feel like, do anybody knows that fucking, yeah, I don't know, man. I really don't know. This shit is crazy, man. You count the angles, right? He did count it. I mean, let's go back. Let's go back. Where we at? Let's go back. This got weird, man. Awake, what about a punch? Awake, who's this? This nigga look more creepier than the actual shooter. Awake on my mind. Listen to this shit. Yeah, that sign, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Those 8 angles. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on, hold on. Hashtag. Hashtag. Oops. Eight angle. Eight angle hashtag. Eight angle. Hold on, I'm trying to look at something. Come on, baby. So how should I word it? Hashtag. With 8 angles. What's that? No. This shit is crazy, son. Let me look at some images. Let me see. Hashtag with. No hashtags, right? Let me see what y'all looking at in there. It smells like masonry. Go to You Get Star of David. We just had 2 black men murdered by police. Right. Google Translator, maybe. We tell you what it is. Google Translator. Let's see. Let me go there and then I'll share my screen. All right. Hold on 1 second. And the crazy shit is, man, they are watching everybody who is talking about this, you know? This is organized chaos, y'all. He's opening them. Matter of fact, I'm going to play that CERN shit too. I'm gonna do that as well because it just came to me. Let me write it down before I forget because shit does slip my mind. CERN, July 5th. All right, so let me make that note. It's a Google Translator. Let me see. Google Translate. Hashtag with 8 angles. I don't know. Oh, Lord. No. What about, you know what? Maybe, you know, like a picture of it could do it, right? And that's just going to fuck with my brain. Let me just go to CERN July 5th. I'm about to share my screen right now. Come on, baby. Don't start acting up now. So shorts. See the shorts you don't want me to see. What is 2 months? Everything you need to know about CERN. The amount of portal opening. All right. Let me share my screen. Let me play one or two of these, man. Then we'll get up out of here, man. All right. And I'm hungry, man. I just went food shopping early this morning. Man, I got my salmon. Shit. I'm about to make me some motherfucking steak and some motherfucking some salad though. No more fried foods for me, man. So I'm chilling out on the fried foods. Like everything baked, seared, no oil, just grapeseed or extra virgin olive oil. You know what I mean? Nigga. I'm getting too old because what you eat, your body will tell you, like, nigga, start spinning now. Let me put you on a merry-go-round, nigga. Spin a little bit, okay? What was the one? Let's see this chick right here. And it was something else I was watching. I think they deleted it. That's why I'm searching. It was a dude. He was really breaking some of this shit down. I think they took it down. To be honest, I'm looking for this guy. This white dude really was breaking it down, and I think maybe he took it down or they took it down, but he was definitely talking some shit. They will be opening. Let me play her, and I'll play one more, and that's it. But the other one I'm looking for, I don't see it because I would have pinpointed it. And but just check it out.
Will CERN open the abyss and unleash demons? In Revelation 9, we find out that demonic creatures out of the abyss will infest the world, torment people, and even be responsible for the destruction of a third of mankind. These creatures actually come as a judgment from God. Throughout Scripture, we find out that God often judges people by giving them exactly what they want, even if it means their destruction. CERN is using a blend of science and sorcery in the hope of opening portals and making contact with parallel universes. CERN has rejected the truth of God's word, and now, whether they realize it or not, they are trying to break down the door to darkness. And I think it's possible that God lets them open it, or lets them think they opened it. Ultimately, God is completely sovereign, and they wouldn't be allowed to do this without his permission. But if he does allow it, it will be for their own judgment. But will CERN open...
And the shit, because it's complaining in my mind, the shit that he was showing was the people at CERN doing these ritual dances, and it was doing like some not the dance. It was like a ceremonial kind of thing in front of the goddess Krishna, the queen of destruction, some shit like that. But they was, you know, when he got ousted or they spot got blown, they was like they was just playing and shit like that. But the people at CERN was doing these ceremonial kind of dances, these ritual dances. So these motherfuckers is really trying to open a portal. That's what I'm trying to say. Did they delete this man's shit? Because we would have been watching it already. I don't see this shit. And I'm about to go through my history. As you can see, I watched this. Let me check this out. I really want some of y'all to hear it. This is for those who's interested. Some may not understand or want to. I get it. So some of y'all may drop out. Just come back in a little bit. All right? All right, I ain't trying to look at it. I hope this not. This is not it. But
chime in here real fast.
This is definitely
and
not it.
Y'all know that I got confirmation on top of confirmation on top of confirmation for a video that I just released on yesterday, and this video was
Sheba. Excuse me. One of them. Hold on. Hey. Sorry. That's what I'm saying. It was vague. Sheba, not Krishna. Shiva, sorry, because I'm looking in the chat now, so y'all could, you know, hey, god damn it, I apologize. They was, so I snapped, you know which video I'm talking about, right? Find the video for me, because it's not there. Anyway, I'm going to play some of this shit, man, and I'm getting the hell up out of here, because my tapeworm is acting up. I'm hungry again. I don't have a tapeworm, just, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, but I'm hungry.
Why? Because America's going to lose it.
Y'all know I'm stupid.
There's a very high potential that they will lose it that day just as they came there. It's deep because your boy, the bear, he's already...
I knew they removed the video.
You know,
I knew it.
I've been getting strong
downloads
from God Almighty that once your boy... fell off that bike, you don't have to be your boy. Once your boy fell off that bike, anytime a thing is hit your heart, fall like that, it's not much longer that they're not no longer around on earth anymore. So I'm picking up in my spirit that it's not going to be much longer, that he's going to be around. And very soon,
I watched that whole thing. I'm not in the mood to watch that again. As you can see, I watched the whole thing before I clicked on it. Yeah, so I snapped. So you're saying they deleted it. If that's the one he was showing how they was chanting, I knew they had to remove it because I would have been watching it. And he was dropping some shit, though. Yeah, and what else? I seen something. Somebody said something about, what's that airport? The Denver airport has a lot of symbolisms, too. Has a lot of symbolism. The only thing I'm saying is tonight, tomorrow, just start being, you know, just pay attention to what's going on around you. All right? So that's what I'm saying. So just pay attention to what's going on around you. All right? You know, stay home or just pay attention because these motherfuckers is really trying to open these portals. If you can bend time, you could bend time. And your mind can use a holographic image of yourself and what you will be like in the future. If your brain can actually bend time and holographically picture in your mind as you are conscious of yourself being at some point in life in the future, if we all can do that, which we all can, you can imagine how more powerful we are and the elements are and what God created, which is all around us. So don't ever think that none of this shit is not possible. Always expect the unexpected, man. You know? But, you know, I think I had enough. I've been on here long enough, man. It's so much people out there with all this other information. I've been deleting this live. And somehow I don't get away with shit. So I just want to say I love y'all. Y'all motherfuckers be easy. Y'all be safe. Y'all pray because I will be doing that tonight too. And all that good shit. And with that being said, Godspeed. Yes, the 3 mile tunnels. Yeah, I was talking about that shit for years, family. Like, I swear, like that was what I was all about. But I got stung a few times. So now I'm going to give you some ratchet bullshit. But with some medicine. With that being said, love y'all. Y'all niggas be easy. Peace, bitches. should get us some fucking weed.